everyone. You are listening to Astrology with Jessica. This podcast is intended to start the conversation about astrology and how it can enhance your life. Discover more about your destiny through understanding celestial signs and symbols. Welcome to your magical journey. Moon signs rule the emotions, instincts, and unconscious. The moon represents instinctive reactions, your deeper personality, and the mind. People gradually transform throughout their lives from the archetype of their sun sign into the character of their moon sign. Aspects of this sign could be areas that you may keep hidden, and it is also the part of your life that can be spontaneous. It has a strong relationship to your inner psyche and the subconscious mind. This position relates to your emotional realm, and it is an important factor in love relationships. The moon in your birth chart modifies the sun sign and are blended to provide a more personalized account of an individual. If you are not sure of the placement of your signs, research online a birth chart generator. The moon in Virgo position ties the earthy communication sign of Virgo with the cooling intuitive moon sign. This position indicates a person who is intellectual, meticulous, industrious, steadfast, and responsible. This person may be critical, high-strung, standoffish, and perhaps argumentative. They are sharp, analytical, and have a discriminating mind. The moon in Virgo person utilizes and applies their knowledge. They're meticulous at sifting through information and they're questioning. They love discussion and debate, but strongly holds opinions unless otherwise provided with facts. They're a seeker of truth and good at business and handling money. They are concerned with their security and they are a perfectionist and a professional in everything. They do have a tendency to worry and approach things methodically. They're caring and giving in practical ways. Overall, the moon in Virgo person uses communication and logic as a way to process their emotions. They're going to be the type of people who analyze and assess a situation and try to comprehend the logic behind their emotions. And at times this will serve them because they'll be able to break apart the cause and effect of the things that are happening around them. But at other times they may be overwhelmed with their emotions and confused, trying to find the causality behind what they're feeling when emotions can be more irrational or illogical. The moon in Virgo person will also want to pay attention to their nutrition and their diet and to ensure that they're having a very healthy regime through things like fitness and perhaps herbalism and really understanding the holistic function of their body and the different aspects of what health can be on even a mental and spiritual level. Because they're an earth sign, spending time in nature is going to be very nurturing for them as well, because they're going to need that earthy element in order to find calm and peace. And having the moon in this position really emphasizes the intuition they have as a physical empath, where they will physically feel the needs and thoughts of others. Moon in Virgos as well at times can act as an emotional accountant and will remember the deeds of others, you know, time and time again into the future. And so the moon in Virgos must look past the balance sheet of people and look past those potential past discretions or debts that are owed in order to showcase forgiveness and to bridge new bonds with the people in their life. It's not always the best idea to be consistently analyzing the people in your life because, again, love is illogical, love is irrational, and to truly have the bonds that are necessary for us to thrive, we need to look past people's discretions and look past the faults of others, which can be a bit difficult because the Virgo personality is very much a perfectionist and holds themselves to a high standard. It's not easy for them to let people out of that same assessment. So practicing compassion and using their intuition as a way to know when to let people in their life, but also when to set boundaries and barriers towards people might be a better way forward than to perhaps, you know, continue pro and con listing everything and everyone around them. This practical nature is not without its bonuses because this logical, analytical mind is very grounding for others, and people will often come to you for solid advice and your insights and critical intuition to help them sort through and assess things. And communicating with people of all kinds will be a gift for this person in providing advice so that others can find a benefit to the experience that this person has.
Thank you for listening to Astrology with Jessica. Please like this podcast and share it on social media. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Astrology with Jessica.